B. Sees police watchdog says officers in Prince George were within their rights to shoot a man who charged at RCMP while holding a machete. In a report released by the Independent Investigations Office of BC, EO, on Wednesday, September 10, Chief Civilian Director Jessica Berglund said, the officers were facing a threat of death or grievous bodily harm, and their deployment of lethal force was justifiable. The incident occurred on the night of April 26, 2023, when Prince George RCMP received calls of a man who broke into multiple homes and reportedly stabbed multiple people. The initial call came at 8:54 p.m. from a home, where several people were consuming hard drugs, said the IIO report. The caller reported the man stabbed people in the home with what was described as a machete and left the house screaming as if he was in a psychosis. Two people from the home followed him and witnessed the man break into a second home. A resident at the second house also called 911 as the man was looking through drawers before leaving and attempting to break into a third home. The occupant of the third residence told the IIO they heard loud banging and screaming at their front door. At this time, officers arrived on the scene and drew their firearms. The two witnesses told the police, "Don't let him get into another house." In front of the third house, the first arriving officer witnessed the man pacing back and forth with the machete, knife in his hand and screaming, gibberish. Additionally, someone from the first house came out with blood all over their shirt and said the man had just stabbed me. The officer drew his conducted energy weapon, CEW, while the two other RCMP members who arrived on scene for backup had their pistols drawn. According to witnesses, the officers used a stern and assertive voice but also a calm tone, and told the man to drop the knife and get on the ground, but the man was not complying. As the scene was unfolding, the officer determined that a CEW was the best course of action, as pepper spray or a baton would have required getting too close to the man who had already allegedly committed multiple stabbings. The man went into the backyard of the third house and jumped the fence into the adjoining property's yard. He was definitely angry, a witness told the IIO about the man. He didn't seem scared at having three police officers around him with guns. He was still holding the knife in a way that if anyone approached him, he would use the knife. His body language and his tone of voice said that. As the man attempted to get inside a fourth house, the officer's concern grew. The first arriving officer fired a CEW at the man, who jolted, tried to break the CEW wires and yelled, "F your taser." The CEW didn't appear to have much of an effect on the man, who was still holding the knife and, according to the officer, was moving around like crazy. The officer discharged his second and last CEW round, which also appeared ineffective on the man. After that, the officer told the IIO that the man raised the knife above his head and moved quickly towards the other members. The officer said he heard 4 or 5 gunshots from beside him from the other two RCMP, striking the man who fell, according to a witness, within 6 feet of the police with the knife still in hand. More officers and emergency services arrived and treated the man on the scene before being taken to the hospital. He was found to have sustained 8 gunshot wounds to his upper body and legs, stated the report. Internal injuries included trauma to the man's liver, stomach, and colon. Officers collected the knife, machete, which was homemade, about 17 centimeters in size, and had a handle made out of tape. When the man spoke to the IIO, he claimed he put his hands up in the air as soon as officers arrived and attempted to surrender, but the officers took it as a threat. He also claimed the officers continued to shoot him as he was lying on the ground. "In my mind, I was trying to put my hands in the air. That's what I was trying to do," the man told the IIO. The man is the only person to claim this happened. The province's police watchdog gathered a video recording from a witness, which shows the man climbing the fence, going into and out of a home and running down the street. In the video, the officers are yelling, "Drop the knife," and the man is saying, "No," in response. According to Berglund, the evidence establishes that after 2 reasonable but unsuccessful attempts by police to control the man using a CEW, he moved quickly towards them, still brandishing the knife. At that point, the officers were facing a threat of death or grievous bodily harm, and their deployment of lethal force was justifiable, said Berglund. The man was within a few meters of the officers when he was shot, and represented an imminent lethal threat to them. Berglund's conclusion states there are no reasonable grounds to believe that an officer may have committed an offense under any enactment. The matter will not be referred to Crown Counsel for consideration of charges.